Welcome, and thank you for downloading this edition of the California Employment Lawyer Netcast. My name is Robert Nuttleman. I'm a senior associate with Philip J. Griego & Associates, a boutique employment law firm in Silicon Valley. Our attorneys represent employers and employees in numerous employment law matters. We focus on education-based assistance because we believe that educated clients make better choices. This week's topic, can employers recover training costs from their employees? In a recent decision by the First Appellate District in California, the Court of Appeals concluded that the City of Oakland could require an employee to repay training costs the employer incurred in training the employee. When Ken Hassey was hired by the Oakland Police Department, he signed a conditional offer that required Hassey to repay $8,000 in training costs if he failed to work for the police department for 5 years. Additionally, the Memorandum of Understanding negotiated by Hassey's union allowed the City of Oakland to withhold any training costs from Hassey's final paycheck. Partway through his initial training, Hassey was encouraged to resign from the police department. Hassey signed a training cost repayment plan, agreeing to repay the training costs. Despite the fact that the training cost repayment plan did not authorize the city to deduct the training costs from Hassey's final paycheck, the City of Oakland withheld a portion of Hassey's paycheck and applied it to the debt. When Hassey failed to make the required payments, the City of Oakland sued Hassey for the remaining balance. Hassey filed a cross-complaint alleging, among other things, that the repayment obligation was unlawful, that the city unlawfully withheld Hassey's final paycheck, and that the repayment obligation was an unenforceable covenant not to compete. Analyzing the case under federal and California law, the appellate court concluded that the reimbursement agreement was valid. Relying on a Wisconsin case with similar facts, the court concluded that Oakland was permitted to seek reimbursement from police officers who gained the benefit of its training program at the Oakland Police Academy, but did not stay with the police department long enough for Oakland to benefit from that training. The court also held, however, that the City of Oakland could not withhold Hassey's final wages. California courts have long held that an employer is not entitled to a set-off of debts owing it by an employee against any wages due that employee. In particular, employers need to ensure that employees always receive at least minimum wage and any required overtime payments. Finally, the court held that the repayment obligation was not an unlawful covenant not to compete. Although California has a strong public policy against covenants not to compete, nothing in the repayment obligation limited Hassey's right to seek employment elsewhere. Although not specifically stated, the fact that Hassey had to repay the training costs regardless of whether he accepted another job that utilized Hassey's training, likely made it easier for the court to decide that Business and Professions Code 16600 was not implicated in the case. Employers should be careful before deciding they can require employees to repay training costs, and they should never take money from an employee's paycheck without specific written authorization from the employee for that specific deduction. Even if the employee authorizes the deduction, the employer should ensure the employee receives at least minimum wage and required overtime.
If you have questions about this topic or any other matter related to employment law or general business litigation, please feel free to contact us through our website, www.griegolaw.com. You can also read other articles on our legal blog at blog.griegolaw.com. Thank you for listening. You have a wonderful today.